This is the fourth and last chapter of Part 7, Prosody and Practical Criticism. Name of the chapter, Procedure of Practical Criticism. Practical criticism is not an easy task, particularly for the examinee in the examination hall. He encounters numerous obstacles. The poem is anonymous. Neither the name of the poet nor the title of the poem is given to him. There may be certain words of which the student does not know or does not remember the meaning precisely. However, he has to take out the sense after reading the whole poem time and again. Finally, the Indian student has to undergo a great problem while making the scansion, S-C-A-N-S-I-O-N, of the poetic lines because he does not all the time know the exact and correct pronunciation. That is why he fails to differentiate between stressed and unstressed syllables and often commits mistakes while displaying the names of feet and meters. Practical criticism is a test of a student's ability, of his intelligence as well as his power of expression. His intelligence is exercised in understanding, discriminating, and analyzing the poem. In the examination hall, the student should read the poem several times carefully to clear up the ideas. As he moves from one word to another, from one line to another, from one stanza to another, the meaning of the poem becomes clear bit by bit until the total meaning is assimilated. The process of understanding is gradual and step by step. In his successive readings, he should mark: number 1, the ideas or summary which develop the total meaning. Number 2, comparisons, similes, metaphors, allusions, personifications, if any. Number 3, special words, if any, for their secondary, suggestive, musical, visual, or emotional meaning. Number 4, feelings stirred by the poem, love, fear, joy, hatred, wonder, pity, anger, humor, sorrow, etc. Number 5, the measures of the lines, the number of lines in the stanza, and the rhymes of stanza in a scheme or pattern. Thus, there are 5 aspects in the appreciation of a poem: total meaning, figures of speech, diction, feeling, and the form or musical structure. Each of these 5 aspects of appreciation has to be put separately in a separate paragraph. Example: victorious men of earth, no more proclaim how wide your empires are, though your bind in ever shore and your trumps reach as far as night or day, yet you, proud monarch, must obey and mingle with forgotten ashes when death calls ye to the crowd of common men, devouring famine, plague, and war, each able to undo mankind. Death's servile emissaries are, nor to these alone combined, he hath at will more quaint and substantial ways to kill, a simile or kiss, as he will use the art, shall have the cunning skill to break hurt. The poem reveals a very bitter truth of life, that is death. None can escape from its formidable clutch, whether they are emperors or warriors or rulers conquering the whole world with celebrity. They have to succumb to death one day, only to be mixed in this earth alone with ordinary man. Thus, death is like a true just. It treats everyone equally, irrespective of class, creed, religion, power, and status. It appears in a guise of numerous forms, famine, plague, and war, which are capable enough to bring human tragedy. Nevertheless, these are not the only tactics adopted by death. There are so many other crooked and mysterious and fascinating tricks. A sweet smile or a gentle kiss to seal the doom of human beings. The poem contains different figures, apostrophe, personifications, antithesis, and transferred epithet. Death, famine, plague, and war are personified. Forgotten is transferred from monarchs to ashes. The conquerors of the world are addressed as well as warned not to puff up with pride. The poem is imbued with the spirit of dictatorism. The poet reminding Thomas Gray's elegy intends to give a moral lesson of the futility of arrogance, status, power, beauty, and mundane glory in man's life. These are immaterial things because they are wiped away by death only in a single moment. The poem stirs the feeling of fear for the fragility of life and makes the reader reflective to keep himself away from false grandeur and pomp and show. It is written in a straightforward manner without using suggestive or symbolic words. This is a short, impersonal lyric with two stanzas consisting of 8 lines each. Both end with a couplet. The rhyme scheme of the poem is ABAB, CC, DD, BEBE, FFGG. The lyric is composed in iambic meters with variations. The first 4 and the 6th lines of each stanza is written in iambic tetrameter, while the 5th of each stanza in iambic diameter. Victorious men of earth no more, proclaim how wide your empire are as night or day. Both stanzas conclude with a couplet in an iambic pentameter, a smile or kiss, as he will use the art, shall have the cunning skill to break a heart. The diction employed in the poem is generally monosyllabic and disyllabic, with liquid consonants and vowel sounds, and thus creates sonorous music. The use of consonants and assonants also creates music effectively. In the first couplet, am sound is repeated 3 times, while and sound 6 times. Similarly, vowel music I occurs again and again, kiss, will, skill, kill, etc. The rhythm of the poem starts with an energy but ends with a lulling sound, L-U-L-L-I-N-G, sound, because of the introduction of L sound in the end. This chapter is now over.